wasn't a thief, but I lived in sin's prison, and I was as lost as a sinner could be. I am so glad God saves old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how he sets them free.
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would work in the hearts and minds of those who are listening to this broadcast. I pray that you would bring many listeners to this broadcast, because, dear Lord, I know this is an issue that is near and dear to your heart, according to your word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends, in the first two segments this week, I will be teaching on heresy and apostasy. And in the final segment, I will teach on recent accelerated apostasy in the United States. Prior to the return of the Lord, the visible churches will go into apostasy. 2 Thessalonians 2, 3-4 says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Apostasy, or falling away, is the act of professed Christians who deliberately reject revealed truth as to the deity of Christ and redemption through his atoning and redeeming sacrifice. 1 John 4, 1-3 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." You might also want to read Philippians 3:18 and 2 Peter 2:1. Apostasy differs, therefore, from error concerning truth, which may be the result of ignorance. Acts 19, 1-6 says, "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Under what then were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied." Apostasy may also be the result of heresy, which may be due to the snare of Satan. 2 Timothy 2:25 and 26 says, "In meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." Both ignorance and heresy may consist with true faith. The apostate is perfectly described in 2 Timothy 4:3 and 4. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables." Apostates depart from the faith, but not from the outward profession of Christianity. 2 Timothy 3:5 says, "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." Apostate teachers are described in 2 Timothy 4:3. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. 2 Peter 2, 1-19, of which I'll quote only in part, says, But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. I encourage you to read all of those verses. Jude 4, 8, 11 through 13 and 16 says, For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Woe unto them! For they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are, without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Apostasy in the church as in Israel, see Isaiah 1 verses 5 and 6 and 5 verses 5 through 7, is irremediable and awaits judgment. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12 says, And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Peter 2:17 and 21 says, These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they had known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. See also Jude 11 through 15, Revelations 3, 14 through 16. Inevitably, there is no remedy for apostasy but judgment. Luke 18, 8b says, Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? The reference is not to personal faith, but to belief in the whole body of revealed truth. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. In the New Testament, the apostasy was treated as having already set in. In fact, the Asian churches had not disbanded, nor ceased to call themselves Christian, but they had turned away from the doctrines of grace distinctively revealed through the Apostle Paul. Thus, even in the beginning of the church, the Apostle Paul and Jude were concerned with the tendency to depart from the faith due to the influence of false teachers. In Galatians 1, 6 through 8, we read, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. For though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Jude 4 says, For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Many of our churches today, even many of our independent Bible-believing churches, have perverted the gospel of Christ and turned the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Lasciviousness means looseness, irregular indulgence of animal desires, wantonness, lustfulness, tendency to excite lust and promote irregular indulgences. This, even though perhaps they have not verbally denied our Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Gentile world apostasy comes in seven stages. Romans 1:21 through 23 gives those stages. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. As a result of this worldwide Gentile apostasy, mankind sinks to the depths of depravity. Romans 1:24 through 32 says, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, having the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which were not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, deceit, debate, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." The apostasy is usually introduced by ungodly men who will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3:13. Our Lord warned against false teachers. He said, as recorded in Matthew 7:15, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." In Matthew 7:21 through 23, our Lord is recorded to have said, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Matthew 24:4-5. "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Matthew 24:11. "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." Matthew 13:22. "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders, to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." Our time for this first segment is almost over. Right now I'm teaching on the biblical insights into heresy and apostasy. I'll continue this in the second segment, and in the third segment I'll get into some applications in America today. Remember, all these teachings are being archived on the radio broadcast of churchandstatelaw.com, spelled just like it sounds. I'll be back right after the break.